Hey, welcome back. We are the Booze Witches.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? Today we're going to talk about Southern Charm. Super excited about it. It's a lot of fire energy and a lot of air energy.
Yes.
Which makes total sense. I've been binge watching it lately, so I feel like I understand the cast dynamic. We're going to discuss that today.
Yeah, if you guys aren't watching this show, you definitely need to tune in. I've been a fan since day fucking one.
Did you watch since the first episode?
Here? Yes, I watched since the first episode, and you cannot make up this drama. There's been rumors online spread by some of, like, one of the girlfriends of one of the guys on the show that it's scripted because she's the villain of this season. But the show is not scripted. There are real families on this show. This is their real lives. This is real drama. It can't be made up. And nobody would make this shit up to cause this type of drama in their life for no reason. You know, it's amazing, though.
Yeah, I'm finding that out.
I'm
always in the backdrop of the South, which is even more interesting.
Well,
one of the richest cities in the South.
And one of the richest cities.
One of the oldest cities.
I've heard, like, the cast has said that people in, where are they at? Charleston, right?
Yeah, South Carolina.
People there do not like them. They don't think they're good representation. The good thing about this show is that they are so wild, and obviously in those areas in the South, you're supposed to be refined.
Yeah.
And there is a refined lady on there, but the rest of the cast, like, they don't really keep it together, and so the rest of the South, that whole town hates them. They think, like, they're destroying their reputation.
Well,
and I love
old,
it.
Isn't it old rich white people pretty much there?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, keep destroying your reputation.
Yeah.
This is great TV.
Absolutely.
It's fucking amazing.
And I never got into it, but now I realize why. It's like, it's surpassing Vanderpump Rules as, like, my favorite show on Bravo.
Yeah.
Which is something to be said, because also New York and Atlanta Housewives, like, those are my top three. But Southern Charm is jumping to the top right now. Like, it's so good. And it's so mind-blowingly good. It's like Game of Thrones for me.
Yeah.
Although I've said that about Vanderpump Rules, this is more like Game of Thrones because there's, like, a hierarchy.
Yeah,
you have
to
kind of follow. It's so fucking cool.
Welcome to the South.
So let's dive right in. We were just talking about everybody's zodiac signs, and there is not one earth sign. There is not one water sign. These people are fiery as fuck.
Yeah.
Fiery energy, air energy. It's like, it's a lot. So, obviously, as you guys know, if you guys watch the show, the main, or at least for the first few seasons, and I'm on the end of season three right now. Obviously, Thomas and Catherine were, like, the main drama of the show.
Yeah, they made the show in the beginning.
And you know why? They're both Leos.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Both need to be the center of attention.
They're both the stars.
Both drama queens. Like, it's so,
which I feel bad. That's why Catherine cannot make the relationship work.
Yeah.
Because Catherine is trying to make him the star, but she's a star in her own right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she cannot be with a man she needs to stand behind. And he wants her to stand behind him.
Yeah.
And she just can't do that. And I'm a little bit further ahead. I'm up to date. And she's finally realizing she can't stand behind anybody. She needs to come to her own.
Yeah.
Now she's, like, spiritually healthy because she realized that. She's not trying to please
And she's
somebody.
Sober now, isn't she?
She is sober. Uh-huh. You know what? I think down the line, like, honestly, I don't really see Catherine as, like, a drug addict.
Yeah.
I think she was a young girl who fell madly in love with an older man. She was 21. He was 53, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was a powerful man at that, and he, you know, manipulated her and promised her the world. She was head over heels, and I think she went off the deep end when shit was not working out, and she was willing to throw herself into the fire for him, which seems like a lot of women on the show are willing to throw themselves in the fire for Thomas. I'm not sure if Thomas has a golden dick.
I'm curious as to how
he gets these women, because even the newest girlfriend, she is willing to jump in front of a bus for him.
Yeah.
And ain't no other woman on Southern Charm.
And I understand that, like, Leo men can be charming. They can be attractive.
You know
they
what?
Have this,
I'm
like,
not into them.
No, I know, but just generally, I'm not either, but generally they do have this kind of charm, I guess, you know, kind of this magnetic energy around them because of the lion sign. I don't know what it is. I don't get it. But I think Leo women are much cooler and much
more. Yeah,
I love Leo women.
Yeah.
But the Leo man is just...
They're
they trip
so
over
narcissistic.
They trip over their big-ass egos all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, that's he's tripping over his that. Ego all
and
the
I
time.
Love fire signs, and yeah. I date a lot of Aries and Sagittarius, but Leo's is the one sign I don't really date that much.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I've never really...
They're just so boastful, and you can see their ego.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, I'm here in the relationship, too, and not saying that the other fire signs can't be like that, because Aries and Sag can be into themselves, but they still find a way to include you. I feel like with Leo men, like, since they are the line, it is only them in the room. And you see that with Catherine and Thomas. Like, he is completely narcissistic.
Yeah.
And Catherine is just trying to, like, make herself the doormat. And she's not a doormat.
Right.
She's, like, losing herself. She's on antidepressants. She's on TV. She's, like, had two babies back to back. Like, she has people coming after her. Especially, you know, at the time her and Patricia didn't get along.
Right.
She has one of the most powerful women in Charleston coming after her.
Yeah.
It, you know, it was a lot to handle. I don't think Catherine is a drug addict, though. I think, you know, she needed to do soul searching because, like all of us do, we can all self-medicate when we're having, like, downtime. I mean, I've done it. Like, you know, you get fired. You go home, you buy a bottle of whatever, and you drink it at home. And I think it's you know, it's more intense when you're on TV and you're that young. I mean, we've seen the kids on The Hills and Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
They're all wasted all the time. The difference was she had a, you know, obviously she had kids.
Yeah.
And then she thought it was going to work out with Thomas. And Thomas, are you on the part where Thomas kind of was doing, he's doing like, he's running for like,
I'm past that. When he was running for Senate for the
Senator,
second time.
Yeah. And then he's just like, you know.
He was excluding her the whole season.
I could see her crumbling. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, I really felt for her. I was like, I in no way think Catherine is an addict.
I don't think she is.
Stuff like that.
But I think her being sober is good for her to be on the show because she's more clear-minded. She knows what she's, like when I've seen the clips of her talking to Ashley, she just comes up across so just like under control.
Yeah.
And I think she needs that for now, especially while she's filming.
Yeah.
You know? And I think maybe down the line, I mean, I'm not one to judge somebody's life, but. Yeah, exactly.
Down the line, I feel like she can start drinking again.
But I think she is on a soul-searching journey right now and kind of needs that sobriety for that.
Hell yeah. I mean, if you're that young on TV with babies, too, most of the people you see on TV, like on the reality scene, they're drinking, they're partying like that, but the kids aren't involved.
Yeah.
They're not like... So I think her situation changed and she realized she couldn't be like Whitney and
right.
like Tom, you know... Thomas is a man. He gets a lot of passes, as you can see on the show. Like, you know, is Thomas doing drugs? Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he got arrested for distributing cocaine and other things. And if Catherine was doing any type of cocaine or anything like that, I could say I'm probably 99% sure she was getting that from Thomas.
You know what makes me mad, though? And you brought up the whole kids thing. And up until this point, you know, Cameron has a kid now, but... Nobody had kids except
Nobody
for Thomas and Catherine.
Yeah.
And they would always talk so much shit about her. If she wanted to go out one night,
yeah.
God forbid she wanted to go out and she
I
has
know.
A baby at home. Like,
I know.
Some moms want to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to be with their kid every single day. And she's coming from being
and
this
she's
party
a young
girl.
Mom.
She's a young mom. She has friends on the show who are always going out. Of course she's going to feel excluded. And she's the only one who has kids. Nobody understands that at that point.
At that point.
Where I'm at right now. But.
Well, now, Cameron, I think it was set. It was, this is what I read through the blogs. Cameron had a breakdown at the reunion with Catherine.
Which season?
No, this reunion that's
about
to air soon.
Okay.
It was on the blogs. It was saying that you're going to see this at the reunion. She had a breakdown saying, like, I didn't realize how hard it was going to be a mother, and I couldn't imagine if I did it at your age. Because Cameron back then was on, like, The Real World. She was doing Girls Gone Wild when she was
And
Catherine's
right now
age.
Is a total mean girl to Catherine.
Yeah.
At the end of season 3, she's, like, taking Whitney's side completely. She's ass-kissing Whitney. But it's like she could never sympathize with Catherine, and I'm glad she's doing that.
Yeah.
Now.
Well,
you know?
Well, I'm glad that... It's gonna like I see I like stalked them on Instagram. I don't really I only follow Catherine, but I stalked everybody else.
Yeah.
But I saw Cameron, she responds on like Catherine's
like comments
pictures.
On post,
she
right?
goes, strongest woman I know, like just
Which
writing.
Is finally,
yeah,
I mean,
and I'm like, you know what? Cameron's a follower. She's actually a Scorpio Sag and she's a complete follower. You know who is a Scorpio Sag that we know? Peyton.
And Ramona Singer.
They can be lunatics and they can be followers of whoever they're around.
Yeah.
Because Peyton was like single white female to me. So, you know, but then their loyalty can die to like, well, you know, they'll go towards whoever else is the top dog. They feel like the next. So she feels like Whitney and Patricia. So that's why she was like sucking their dick, which is annoying. I'm like, Cameron, have your own mind.
Exactly.
You know, I like Cameron because she's so cute. And if it wasn't for that, I would literally rip her to shreds. I do think she's like a cute girl. And I have
She has her funny moments too. She makes me laugh sometimes. She has her funny moments.
Like there was this season where she brought breast milk for Whitney to taste. And Whitney's been wanting to taste breast milk. And then Shep tasted it too. And I was like, you know what? I related to her there because I always tell men I date, like, we have a baby, they're going to drink my breast milk.
Yeah.
And I always tell them this type of stuff. So I was like, you know what? I love this. I would do that.
And she's more fun when she's drunk too. Yeah. All her scenes when she's drunk, she's hilarious.
She's trying to be this different type of woman now. Like, she's lucky. She's one of the people on the show where she doesn't really have to show who she is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of annoying for everybody else because Catherine Thomas, you know, Craig, Naomi, Shep, they're all putting their lives on the line, and she's basically the narrator.
Yeah, which to me gets kind of boring.
Getting like paid and followers and promoting shit, making money, sitting her fucking ass at home.
I'd like to see a little bit more of her.
Yeah. It actually annoys me. I'm like, bitch, you're getting rich off of us, and you ain't even really showing me your husband, nor your
That's the thing,
baby.
And that's what annoyed me about Asa, like on Shaws of Sunset, and I get, okay, he's a Jackson, fine, private.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Well, that whole family is.
Oh, I know.
That whole family's weird.
He is.
But it's the same dynamic. It's okay. You're on the show, but you're only showing.
He's gonna make the baby eat raw food right away. Like I can't even.
Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. My whole thing is just like you're not as exciting and interesting to me if you can't put your whole life on the show.
Yeah.
Why are you on a reality show?
Well, she's piggybacking off of Mike and off of Reza and off of MJ.
Right.
And I would have called her out too. She's an Aries too. Awesome.
Well, so it's the same dynamic with Cameron. It's like, show us a little bit more. I mean, now you're showing your baby, I guess, but like, meh.
Her husband doesn't want to be on the show.
I get that, but
she still could have other parts. She has no part of her life on the show. She's literally just there as the judger of other people and the narrator.
Which gets boring
to me. I'm like, Andy, take her the fuck off. Why is she even at the reunion?
Yeah.
We don't need her fucking opinion. I don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah. Just, I don't know, do something new. Okay, so that's most of our fire. Well, no. Who's another Leo? Oh, Naomi.
Naomi's another Leo.
Speaking of Leos.
She came in what? Is she on the season you're on now?
Yeah, so she jumped
she
in on
in
season
third
three.
Okay, third season, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
So far I like her, but I know she's... I know I've seen... From what I've seen in season five, she's very vocal, which I like.
Yeah, she was boring season three and...
Because she was kind of just relegated to Craig's girlfriend.
Yeah, season four, she was okay, but now that she's broken up with Craig and she's showing who she really is, I'm so team Naomi. She is just like saying that she's tracking Craig with her phone. She's like cussing him out at parties. She went up to a girl at the party who's been trying to, this girl named Peyton, who was trying to talk to, like, she was on Shep's show. Shep had a spinoff. And she was on the show with Shep, but before that, she knew Austin. And then she came there trying to hook up with some other guy, and then supposedly Craig. So she went up with him, and she was like, you're thirsty, and you're this. And she just went off, and Peyton ran out crying. And I was like, I love you, because I would do the same thing. Like, you know what? If you were some suspect bitch floating around my fucking, you know, group, or man, it don't have to just be a woman, because I'm equally bitchy to anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who. I would check you.
This is true.
And she is thirsty. She's thirsty as fuck. I'm like, you were just on this reality show. Now you're trying to jump on here. But you're not really friends with her, but you're just like kind of trying to latch onto a guy. It's like, I don't know. And she, you know, Cameron had it right when she, on Shep's dating show, she said that Peyton looked like a white blonde avatar. And I was like, yeah, you do. There's something pretty about her.
Do we know her sign?
You know what? No, because she's not important enough at this point. And she, I don't think, if I Googled her, nothing would come up. I would literally have to stalk her social media to see a birthday post. And I just didn't feel like, I attempted to do that. And then I
said.
You didn't
give that much energy to someone like that.
Then I said, you know what? I don't even like you, Avatar. So I just let it go. But yeah, she's, Naomi's a Leo, and she actually let the lion out. And I was like, finally, stop being like this meek person. Like, she just wasn't entertaining on the show. But I'm
glad. You notice how Leo women can have those two sides to them? They can be kind of reserved, more of the reserved Leo, and then,
yeah,
you know, we've seen both sides of Catherine in that way, and you've seen both sides of Naomi, like, the more, now she's more vocal.
Yeah.
You know?
No, 100%. Yeah, that's true. I'm glad she's more vocal.
Yeah. So Naomi's cool. We like Naomi.
Who's our other Leo? Thomas.
Yeah, so we already kind of covered them.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all, like, mixed of Aries, Sagittarius, Geminis, and one Libra, who Shep is. And then one Aquarius. Should we talk about Craig and Shep and their brotherly love?
Oh, they're both air signs.
Yeah, which I found really interesting. Aquarius and Libra.
Yeah, they're both two air signs that love to be the center of attention. Aquarius do, and so do Libra. Aquarius, now Craig's an Aquarius. He's
such a textbook Aquarius.
Well, he was giving, like, he was talking about his past life, like, not his past life, but, like, his life before Southern Charm, like, mm-hmm. high school, and he said he didn't bloom until college, mm-hmm. and he was saying how, like, unattractive he was. Nobody found him attractive until college, and I guess he comes from a family where his brothers were all, like, really attractive, and I saw one on, like, the second season, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're attractive and they're all, like, athletic.
He was okay looking, his brother.
But he was, like, you could tell he was the jockish type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas Craig wants to bake you a pie. Yeah. So in high school, in junior high, no woman is checking for the man that's in home ec with them. You know what I mean? With the bangs. Because I saw the previous
photo. Aquarius men can be late bloomers, though, too.
Yeah. But I was cracking up when I saw that. When I was like, But when I found out he was an Aquarius, too, I was laughing because Naomi's so aggressive, mm-hmm. and Aquarius men love aggressive women.
They do.
They love to be, even though they'll may complain about her or whatever, but they love to be slapped around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've dated quite a few. And then, like, when I'm trying to break up with them, I'm like, no, this is not foreplay. I'm done. you are done.
But he's, like, such a typical Aquarius in the sense that, like, he's such a dreamer and has all these big goals, big dreams, but doesn't want to do the work to actually achieve them. And it's like, I'm like, oh my God, you are such a fucking Aquarius in that way. Like, it's frustrating to me. Because they're just dreamers, but they don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Just, like,
he wants to stay at home and sleep all day. Like, she was saying, you're sleeping until noon. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck you either.
In these current seasons that I'm watching, he keeps going, well, I would be a lawyer tomorrow. Well, I would want to be a lawyer tomorrow. And it's like, well, yeah, you would tomorrow, but you don't want to, like, actually make the steps to, like, become a lawyer. It's going to take you a lot longer than tomorrow.
He doesn't really want to be a lawyer, though. If you guys, I don't know if anybody stalks Bravo.com like I do. Every morning I wake up, I check Daily Mail, Bravo.com, MTV, E! Online, Lifetime, TLC. There's, like, a couple of sites I go through. But Bravo is definitely number two after Daily Mail. And Craig is just on there. There's always clips. Like, you know, tell them about next week. They always show these previews. And I just love to sit there and just, like, watch them.
Yeah.
And a few have been about Craig. And Craig's just talking about how great of a liar he is. And he can convince anybody of anything. And how he just likes to sound like he's this type of person, though he's not.
Yeah.
And Shep said this, like, season two about Craig. Yeah. Like, that's why Shep was so annoyed with him. Because even though Shep looks like a degenerate, and in a lot of ways he is, he still gets a lot of shit done. He still, like, even though his family has money, he still has bars.
Yeah.
He still has real estate. He still has these jobs that don't require him to be attentive to every day, but he still gets his shit done, so he can party all the time.
Yeah.
And Craig actually just says this stuff, and he dresses the part.
But it's, like, and procrastinating.
Yes, and Shep says he wanted to come here to look like that well-to-do. He does not come from that type of life.
Yeah.
He comes here dressed like the well-to-do. And Shep doesn't look like that. Remember, he didn't get picked for the thing. He doesn't come dressed nice and whatever. Mm-hmm. But Shep probably, even though he's more of a partier, he probably is the guy you want to snag up more than Craig.
Because
Craig actually looks the part.
Yeah.
He talks, he talks like he can live that life.
Yeah.
But Shep is actually, he doesn't look like it. You're going to see him all down in a fucking Jägermeister's, and you're going to be confused. Like, that is not dating material.
They're like complete opposites in that way.
Yeah, but you're going to think Shep's not dating material. You're going to see him down in Jägermeister's at the bar. You're going to think this and that. But Shep is more dating material than Craig.
Yeah.
But he just looks Craig looks like he's more dating material. And that is the illusion of an Aquarius man.
Oh, yeah.
They like to fucking trick you all day long. They got this business. They got this. They got this house. Yeah. They got this. I dated them. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This person has nothing. Yeah. Like, I've been fully bamboozled and tricked by an Aquarius man when I think I was like 19, 20. Mm-mm.
I dated an Aquarius at that age too. That's so weird. Yeah.
I was like, weird. And when I found out the stuff, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I cut it off.
They're
I was
like a master of illusion.
Yeah.
You know?
And I believed it. And I was right. And Craig does. And now I get why Shep was annoyed with him. Because we couldn't see that because we were bamboozled too. We're like, Shep, stop being mean to Craigie. You know what I mean? Shep, we're sorry. We're sorry. We love you. You know, like, fuck. Like, now I feel like an asshole. Like, I was talking shit to Shep, like, through the TV.
Yeah. Well.
Craig was over here fucking hypnotizing us with his, like, you know what I mean? Fucking Aquarius men. Stay away from them.
Well, I do like their, like, brotherly dynamic because of that Aquarius Libra thing. And Shep is a total Libra, too, in that he likes balance in, like, his relationships, I feel like. And you kind of always see him, like, not always want to keep the... Yeah, he is
kind of like the keeper of the peace. They don't like drama.
Yeah, they never like drama, especially the men.
They want everybody to like them, but they are play... Like, I've dated Libra men. I adore them. But Libra men do not like when things come easy to them, either. They like hard challenges.
Yeah.
They're scared of letting their guard down and getting hurt as well, so... If something is too, they need to just see it's worth it. So that's why they need you to kind of put up like a hard wall front, but show you're interested. They're so complicated in that way.
But Libras can be a little bit surface in that way too, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like shorts.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're, where it's just like, no, this is all I want to do. It's like, there's so much more depth there with the Libra men. And if somebody has the patience... You have to have patience. Like,
You have to have patience.
But you need to not give yourself all away to them right away either, because they're just, I don't know why they need the challenge. Like, I mean, I need a challenge too, but I guess I just want to, I don't know, like, I think he just finds it attractive when somebody kind of can stand their ground to him. It's not that he doesn't find it attractive if a woman wants to, like, hook up with him and whatever and showing that.
Yeah.
But he wants somebody to kind of, like, hold him accountable, but without changing him. Mm-hmm. Like, make him, like, you know how two people can come together and compliment each other? He wants that, where he's kind of held to a certain level, but without, like, changing his life completely. Like, of course he still wants to drink and have fun. He wants a girl like that. But he also wants somebody that's going to be like, you know what? You're handsome, you're cute, but and I'd be interested in dating you, but you need to, like,
that's why
do
I'm
this
saying
and that. He needs that, and...
That's why I'm saying that he comes off as surface, because he comes off as that.
Yeah.
Because he likes partying. He likes having fun. But at the same time, it's like you have to dig deeper with Lieberman, I feel like.
And
that's how Shep is. But I do like he and Craig's little dynamic.
I think
it's funny.
Yeah, they're cute. They're definitely cute.
They must have been brothers in a past life or something.
They probably were. They're super cute. I like
them. There's no other Aquarius or Libras on there, but there are a few Geminis. Whitney is a Gemini, Chelsea, and then Austin are our three resident Geminis, which is interesting to me too, that Chelsea and Austin dated, and they're like two, what is like a Gemini relationship like? That seems kind of scary to me.
Well, you know what? I kind of like, obviously I'm Gemini rising. So when I was watching Chelsea and how she kind of puts up the front of like not really wanting a relationship and not really liking people and being okay. That is total Gemini behavior, because I do that a lot. I'm just like, I'm not really into you. I'm not really this. It's just like, it's a protective barrier. I don't see the men doing it as much, but I mean, I'm not really sure too much about the men, but I know that like when she was doing that, I related to that. I was like, no, she likes Austin, but she's gonna like, you haven't probably got to that part where she's like,
I've seen some clips of them, but not a lot.
Hanging out a little, spending the night, and then she's just like, okay, you can leave. She's just still trying to keep that kind of wall up.
Yeah.
And Austin is like trying desperately to break it down, which is even more funny. And I saw Austin post on Instagram. he was talking about his new girlfriend, and then somebody said something about Chelsea, like, you should be with Chelsea, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I need somebody with a sex drive. And he was drunk, though, because they were actually good friends. And then he went back, like, oh, you guys are taking this out of context. Somebody was like, oh, you were drunk, because this is, like, late in the night he wrote that. He's like, I love Chelsea. Like, it wasn't like that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm like that. Like, I have, like, an immense, like, intense sex drive. Yeah. But I get so turned off by men. And I'm not turned on by a man where I'm paying for his meal, paying for his beer, picking him the fuck up. He's drunk all night trying to show up at 4 in the morning all the time. I'm not turned on by that. Like, and Chelsea was trying to say that that's why, even though she liked him a lot, she wanted to break up with him. She was just like, you know what?
For those reasons?
Yeah, she was saying, like, he had lost, well, he quit his job because they were trying to move him, and so he quit. But she was like, we're going on dates. I was paying for everything. She was like, and then all he wanted to do was party. And that's all he was doing, was partying till late in the night. And Chelsea's like a 32-year-old woman. And not that she doesn't like to have a good time, but she's not trying to, like, she also has a career. And when you're a hairstylist, like, you're basically, you know, an independent entrepreneur. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, be on your game. So she's not trying to be up till 7 in the morning drinking fucking beers every night, like, you know, Shep in Austin or whatever. So she's like, there was just this disconnect. And she was like, I thought, you know, you were going to get bored of me eventually, because I'm not doing that with you.
Yeah.
So I just didn't see how we would. But I get it. Like, when he made that comment, I was like, I'm sure Chelsea is sexual as fuck. I'm sure you just weren't turning her on. Because let me tell you, if I pay for your fucking dinner and your beer, I'm going to be dry as fuck. I'm going to be like, okay, let me give you the tit right now. I got to breastfeed you.
She reminds me a lot of one of my best friends who's a Gemini, too. Crystal.
Oh, yeah, the nice one. Yeah, because she's a sweet Gemini.
Yeah, they're more of like the reserved. Not reserved, but more the like nice, sweet Gemini. And then there's like a crazy Gemini, too.
Yeah, because usually I meet the bitchier ones. Because I mean, probably I'm saying that because I'm Gemini rising. I come off as a bitchy Gemini, but... Yeah, she definitely comes off as a sweet one.
Yeah.
She's then, so nice.
Whitney's a Gemini too, which is, he seems like a typical Gemini man to me all the time. Just
pretentious.
Gemini man can be pretentious. He comes off like
the typical one.
Yeah.
He comes off like the Kanye type, like the Donald Trump type. Very pretentious,
very into themselves.
Into themselves. Like, I'm not shocked he's not married yet. He's like, thinks he's super cultured. Whitney, message. You're not super cultured if you travel to fucking Japan, but stay at the Four Seasons the whole time. If you travel to fucking... You know, he's not going out amongst the people.
Right.
He's staying in his fucking rich den.
Right.
He's going to a secluded restaurant, and he's acting like, I'm cultured, blah, blah, blah. You know, because he went to school and had, like, you know, somebody teach him the language, you know? It's like, have a seat, you know what I mean? You're still not cultured. You have no idea what's going on in the world. I do like you, Whitney, to a certain extent. Like, there's something very likable about you. But there's also something very not likable about you. And that's the part of being a Gemini. You have two sides, and one side's not likable by lots of people.
His commentary on certain people, like, is pretty funny to me sometimes. Yeah. But his whole, like, the first couple seasons, his, like, anti-Catherine, just spreading this, like...
He was mad that she didn't want to fuck with him.
Oh, Craig was so on point.
I know.
Oh, my God. When
you
Craig
see how
said,
mad he
oh
got?
My God. It was like... Yeah, and that's the thing with Gemini men, too, is, like, well, Geminis in general, you, like, confront them about something, and they will just, like, snap into this other side and just be like, what? Just, like, could be completely different than the person that you normally see them as.
Yeah.
Especially when they're confronted with something that maybe they're, like, taken aback by. Anyway, I thought that was really interesting, too, but... Dude, wealthy people do tend to think that they're more cultured than others.
They do, because, yes, if you're wealthy,
like, oh,
you do get
money.
To travel a lot. But honestly, the people that are traveling, yes, you went to Jamaica, but you stayed on the resort the whole time. Yes, there were Jamaican workers there saying, hi, man, now you think you're... No, you're not cultured. Like, that, you did not explore the land. You did not meet the people that are... You didn't do any of that, you know?
Yeah.
There's a complete, like, difference there, but people that are, you know, entitled, you know, they don't get that.
Yeah.
But that's a message, Whitney. Let me see you go down to Thailand and sit with the monks for a while, then I'll call you cultured, okay? Right now, you're just acting like Kanye West, you know? Sprouting a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
And you ain't got that much wisdom, because you ain't really been there amongst the people. You've been in your rich bubble, which, you know what? That rich bubble looks fucking fantastic. I would love to be in your rich bubble. But that's because I've been in every other bubble. You ain't been in my bubble. Come down here. Let's switch for a second. Let's get you down to reality. I'll be in yours for a while. That'd be nice.
Like, you would never do that. I'd love to see a spin-off show where Whitney goes and travels to, like, the real parts of the world.
Can we put Kanye in that with him? Because Kanye thinks he's so down to earth, too, lately. Yeah. And I'm like, Kanye, you have no idea what the real world is anymore.
So frustrating to me, but whatever. The one thing I do like about Whitney is his mother, obviously.
Yeah.
Again, do not like the fact that they don't like Catherine, but aside from that, I love Patricia, like, and she's fucking fabulous. Fierce.
And the fact that she has a butler, like, that's, like, life goals. I want a man serving me martinis and making me food. And
yeah. Isn't that everyone's life goals? And living with a bunch of dogs in this huge house.
Butlers are expensive, too. And so many dogs have died this season on Southern Charm. Like, so many dogs.
Did she build her cemetery finally?
She's building, like, well, it's not.
She was talking about that from the first season.
It. Yeah. Oh, my God. She finally had somebody come in and was like, this is the area I want. I was like, oh, my God. Can have spirits of animals running around everywhere.
And I want to look like her at her age, too. How old is she? I don't even know.
She's in her 70s.
She looks fucking amazing.
She does look really good, but she's not going to have any time for her grandkids by the time. I don't see Whitney.
Whitney's not having kids. I do not see it happening.
Well, and then Shep said this on one of the old episodes I was watching. He was saying that Whitney is not only the only child, but both of his parents are.
Oh, yeah. I saw
that. So he has no cousins. Yeah. He's just been like a...
He's very lonely.
So now I see, like, it makes sense why he acts the way he acts. Yeah. And he's just spoiled.
Yeah.
Like,
he's spoiled, doesn't want to share. I mean, I'm an only child, too, but, like, I'm not a rich only child. Come on. I mean, that's a little scary. Now you can see the pretentiousness come through.
Well, he, not only was he, like, rich, but I feel like there's, like, a celebrity rich. He had both sides. Wasn't somebody, like, movie-wise and then money? Like, it was just both, you know? He was just living the life. Like, driver, take me to school. Like, what the fuck is this?
You know what blew my mind, though, is that on a recent episode I just saw in season 3, Cooper had gotten closer with Catherine and was kind of, like, coming away from, wasn't really friends with Patricia anymore. And, yes, and then he totally went, he was like, Catherine's like, I don't understand why she doesn't like me, you know, she doesn't even know me, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you are a young Patricia. And that blew my fucking mind. I didn't even think about that. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder. I'm like, she's not threatened by her. She just, like, is projecting. Patricia's projecting this stuff onto Catherine because she used to be Catherine. And that's like, that was unbelievable to me. I'm like, he was so on point with that. I was like, wow, look at Cooper coming in with the fucking reasoning.
Yeah. Well, but it makes total sense. She probably had that experience with her. Or she probably had those feelings, even if she didn't act on them 100%. I mean,
But she was only hearing Thomas's side, too.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but, like, I feel like, obviously, she had Whitney with her first husband.
Yeah.
But we don't know what happened there. But, obviously, their relationship was fine afterwards. But it's maybe because she chose just to be amicable. Am I saying the word right?
Amicable. Yeah.
With him afterwards. But we don't know what happened in between. We don't know if she was really losing it on him or whatever. And then, after that, she just chose to be more stoic. Because as I was mentioning to you before, I watch, like, I've been watching the, what is it called? It's the Queen of Scots. It's the show on, it was on, I think, ABC. And it follows the Queen of Scots who's married. This was, like, in the 1400s. She was cousin to Queen Elizabeth, who reigned over England. And her husband was King Francis, who was the King of France, but his dad was also at one point the King of France, and he was married to a Medici, which is an Italian woman. She was really wealthy. She wasn't a noble. And she was an Aries. And her husband, the king, was an Aries. And
did we mention that Patricia is an Aries?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was with all these women, and it was written about how he had, like, a steady mistress, but then that he kept around him, this older woman. And then he had a bunch of other women around him. But she never made a big deal about it or anything. And it reminded me of Patricia because she's always saying, like, you can't change a man. You can't.
Yeah.
And I think she's been with a lot of powerful men who have thought that they can do whatever the fuck they want. And instead of her, like, giving into her emotions or trying to, or get emotional about it or whatever. I don't know if it's the Southern part in her. I think she was just kind of like what can I get out of this?
Yeah.
I need to. And I think that's kind of how the Queen Medici was. Like, you know what? I wouldn't even be in the, I wouldn't even be queen if it wasn't for my money. My dad was very slick and he made a lot of money and got me married to a king. So she was just like, I'm going to take this for what this is. Because you know what? Patricia's from a time still, like, even though the Queen Medici was from the 1400s, which women really didn't have any rights, even, you know, but back in the, even in Patricia's time, women still, you know what I mean, were struggling for stuff. So maybe she was just like, you know, he's doing him, but I'm going to secure myself. I'm going to make sure I'm taken care of. Because I've even heard her say that to Thomas's girlfriend this season. She was like, get your own thing. Have your own life outside of him.
Yeah.
Men respect a woman that has their... Like, she's trying to, like, kind of teach... Because I think she's had a lot of marriages, but I think some people are like, well, look, she's not successful in her marriages.
Right.
But I think what her point is, my life didn't end just because of that relationship ended.
Yeah.
And I'm still fine. And I still have this fucking house. I still have a great relationship with my son. So my fucking animals. So I have a butler.
Yeah.
Like, my life is fucking good because I had my own life. And yes, it's sad when something ends, but you need to fucking move on. And you
yeah.
need to have your own life outside of a relationship. And I think that's what she's always trying to say to the girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, you know what?
I love all the wisdom she has and just kind of, like,
yeah, yeah.
to everybody. It's
she
great.
Kinda, and I, it, yeah, well, who knows what Catherine, and not Catherine, Patricia was like back then.
Can I just say another message to Whitney, if you're listening? Can you please make, like, a prequel of your mom's life? Because I would love to just give me a fucking...
Do it like, yeah, like the Crown.
Series.
Like the
yeah.
Crown.
Give me, like, a 10-episode miniseries on Patricia's life when she was younger. She just fascinates me. But when you were telling that story about and relaying those two, don't you feel the similarities between a young Catherine and probably a young Patricia?
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
I did.
Comparison.
But I think if Patricia didn't have the same experience as Catherine, not like... Like, exactly the same, but I mean, like...
But they have similarities in their personalities.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, like, Catherine just really was so... Because I've been there. Like, you're so in love with somebody that you just kind of lose your fucking mind.
Yeah.
And, like, I get... You've seen the episode. She's chasing Thomas. She's
Thomas!
Oh, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I've been there. I was like, oh, my God, I feel so bad.
I know,
like,
I know.
So, I'm like, and maybe...
It's iconic, though.
Maybe, you know, Patricia, I don't know if she's had moments like this or she just had people around her telling her other, don't do that. Let him
yeah.
be like, you know, sometimes we all make mistakes, but I think definitely that's probably why she didn't like Catherine because, you know, we always sometimes 90% of the time people we hate, we have similarities.
With. Absolutely. You're projecting
you know,
your
see, yeah, we see stuff in them and we're like. Ugh, like, not all the time, because there's some people I just downright don't like.
Yeah.
We ain't got shit in common. But there's some times where I've been like, you know what, I didn't like that bitch, and I should have liked her. Like,
right.
She's like...
And when you go back and think about it,
yeah.
you're like, oh, I'm actually projecting my insecurities onto
yeah,
me judging
yeah.
this person. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And that's what I think Patricia was doing a lot of the time, too, in the early seasons. But, like I said, she was also only hearing Thomas's side. Whitney was also only hearing Thomas's side. And Thomas
well,
just controlled the narrative of Catherine.
And not only that, Whitney and Kat had hooked up. And,
well, that too,
And
yeah.
then Whitney, I think he did like Catherine. And I think she was being typical Aries mama bear.
Right.
And maybe, like, the fact that,
I do think that
Catherine
comes into
went
play.
To that party
yeah.
and then left with Thomas.
Right.
Because she's always been into Thomas.
They've
and
been
she
discussing
was,
that
she
on
was
this
trying,
season.
Yeah, she was just trying to hang out there. To hang out around them to get back around Thomas.
Right.
That's all, because it was all always about him for her.
For him, it is that, but for, I mean, Thomas has controlled the narrative of Catherine this entire
oh, yeah.
time, and it's so disturbing to me and horrifying. He's
he
just
loves when women go after her, too. He's like,
of trash.
Bro. He likes when women go after her. I even noticed that even this season with Ashley, like, even though sometimes there's been a couple of times this season where he's like, no, talk about Catherine, talk bad mouth her, you're bad mouthing me. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the mother of my children. But there's a couple of times where he's like that.
Yeah.
Or there, you'll see when you get to further down, you'll see with Landon, there's a time where he's going in on Catherine again, and she's just like, hey, just stop. And he's like, betrayal. Like, he wants somebody to rip down Catherine.
Yeah.
There's something in her that he does not, like, because I've dated men like this, like, where it's like, they feel, they want to be the star, too, and they want to tear you down. Like, he wants to destroy.
It's he
wants her when she's meek. Like, right. He's like, there's my little weak Catherine.
Exactly.
Sit down.
It's like, coming back to the good thing, and it's coming back to him. He's just a trash Southern fucking Peter Pan syndrome, just all of it combined, and he's just like a total misogynist, and that's where it's all coming
from.
He's gross. And I was just telling, my mom the other day, because we're watching it together, and I was just saying, like, Thomas, like, he, and we've talked about this before, too, if Thomas didn't actually bend to society's rules on how a woman and a man should be, and just this, like, old school narrative of, like, a woman should just be in the house. A woman should just be the homemaker. He believes that in his mind because he was raised on that. But at the same time, he's just unevolved. He's full-blown ego.
Yeah.
He's just a fucking misogynist because he was raised that way. Yeah. And that whole Southern society thing, it's just, it's just all that combined. It's so frustrating.
When he talks about that, when I go back to season one, when he told that story about being so madly in love with
a woman.
And
I hate that
they were supposed to be engaged, but she was like a cart girl in Spain or Italy, something like that.
Yeah.
And she worked at a cart, and his family did not approve of this relationship. And he said he was madly in love with her. They were inseparable for 2 years, 3 years, something like that. He proposed to her. They were supposed to get married. And then the day before the marriage, he took off and left a letter and left her a big check. And then she ripped up the check and never...
Like, and that was in season one.
Yeah.
And that story tells you everything you need to know.
I was mortified.
That story tells you everything you need to know about his character.
I feel like I date men like that. So that's what scared me. I feel like I dated men where they're just like so insecure about everything. And like, I don't know if this is right. Where they would leave. I would be like a Carrie and Big situation where almost suddenly I'm like going to the church. And I'm like, where's... He's not here yet? They're like, he's not here. Yeah. And I'm like, I could not imagine. Like, nobody wants the story of I've been jilted at the altar.
Well, it's because
he's mortified.
And it's because he listens to his ego, and he listens to society, and he listens to all these sexist people.
He doesn't listen to himself or his intuition or his heart or,
And if he were an evolved person, he would, and he would maybe be a better person.
He's never going to be evolved.
But he's never going to be evolved. Not in this life.
He's too old.
Not in this life.
Next life he'll come around. I feel like, we all recycle lives, which is, we'll talk about this on another podcast, but I definitely feel like we all.
He has some karmic issues he needs to deal with.
Well, I feel like
and real issues.
I feel like if you believe in like heaven or whatever, like another place to go, because I feel like Earth is hell. I feel like
I absolutely believe.
So I feel like we die, but we come back until we learned enough karmic lessons to become higher spiritual beings, and then we get to go to heaven. So I feel like we keep recycling our lives. I don't care if you come back as a fucking dog or butterfly, whatever. Sometimes you come with short. Journey you need to go to, you'll come back so many times, and then eventually when you've evolved enough and you become wise enough and you become like this higher spiritual being, then you leave this earth and you actually fucking go beyond. But I feel like
that's always what I've thought.
Yeah, they'll keep you in limbo. I feel like their spirits on limbo and earth waiting for your body new baby to be burned, and then they put you in.
Did you say a new baby to be burned? Born. Oh my God.
Born.
Whoa.
And then they throw you in that because you don't get to go up to heaven when you die. You get to lurk around until the body is ready for you.
I love that too. Okay, we're going to talk more about that in another episode. I love that. I love that because that's what I've believed ever since I was a child too.
It's weird that we sit and think about something like this.
Dude, I'm not going to get into that. We can get into the fact that Jasmine and I have lived so many past lives alone and also with each other that it's not even funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm convinced I was...
We can dedicate 2 hours to that, at least.
Yeah, I'm convinced I was King Henry from the Tudor family. I'm convinced.
Wait, was he a Cancer?
Mm-hmm. And he was Gemini rising.
Motherfucker. Are you kidding? No wonder you have such a connection to him, too.
And everybody always describes him as having a presence. They always said that's why they were really mad that guy played him in the Tudors, because they said he was not big enough. They said that he had this presence that made him look so big.
But do you think that he did a good job?
I thought he did.
Because you love this show.
I thought he did a great job, but he's such a smaller man. And, you know, obviously, there wasn't video. This was 1400.
Yeah.
But they describe him as having such a big presence. But he came off with a big presence. But yeah. They always say he was a big man. But I don't really know if he was a big man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just his energy that was big.
It was his energy.
People say I'm big people sometimes. People were short back then. Yeah.
People were like 4'5".
Yeah, so he was probably not that big. But, like, I have such a close, I'm like, that was definitely me.
Okay, we're also going to do an episode on the Tudors because I need to binge watch it. She keeps telling me to watch this shit.
I've watched it 70 times.
I know. It's your favorite show ever.
I leave it on in the background just for kicks and giggles. I need it.
Okay, back to Southern Charm. Who have we not talked about? Oh, we pretty much talked about everybody. But I feel like there was something else I was going to mention. Oh, right now I'm Landon is on season 3 and like season 4.
Oh, God, I hate Landon.
And I can't stand her. And
she's an Aries Taurus.
Yes.
She's completely pretentious, rude, unapologetic, no compassion, unempathetic. Like, she's just disgusting. Like, I do not like Landon. I don't like anything about her. She's basically Ashley replaced her next, just like her, Thomas's new girlfriend. She's completely just trash.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I have to say about
her. Tell us how you really feel.
Like, I just don't like, she's so rude. Like,
she's gross.
I don't know. She's nasty. And she's shady. Like, you know, she was hooking up with Thomas, and she's acting like she isn't. You know, at least if you're going to be a shady bitch, I would actually like her and respect her if she said, I am fucking with him. You know?
But she's so
at least
passive.
Own it. Then she's like, I'm not saying anything. I'm a good girl. I'm your friend. He's the problem. I wouldn't fuck up with Thomas. No. Whoops. Sorry. That's my impersonation of the dolphin.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's so
she
annoying.
She looks like a dolphin.
I cannot.
Well, she's so passive and fake. And you know what needed, what told me everything about her was basically the scene in which she was in the car with Craig. Catherine was going through complications because her blood pressure was going up because of fucking Thomas. Everything I needed to know about Landon, she said in like 2 sentences, she goes, I'm so bored of Catherine just like manipulating everybody with this baby. And I'm just like, you are a garbage person.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're not having a baby, bitch. But don't take it out on her. And that's what it really is.
Yeah.
She's projecting because Landon wants that life. Like, and she's just like, you have a baby daddy. She loves to throw that out there. You and your baby daddy. Like, bitch, you're just so mad that your ex-husband did not give you a baby.
Yeah.
And he was not around enough to even fuck you. I don't even think he wanted to fuck you. That's why he was leaving your ass home a lot. Because he sure had kids with Dion, the girl that played in Clueless. The black girl on Clueless, the one,
the crazy Republican?
Yes.
What about her?
2 kids by her, I think.
Wait, Landon's ex-husband?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, after Landon?
No, before.
Shut up.
Yeah. I think they were married.
What does he do?
2 kids.
I don't know.
He works in the business world. He makes a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And
I never knew that. Oh, my God.
You know, Landon was with him for 7 years. She didn't have a baby by him. She didn't have anything. He didn't even really want to hang around her. Even though he was traveling a lot for business. It's not like she didn't work. I'm like, why don't you go travel with him then?
Well, that's the thing is that her tour side totally came through for me, too. In that sense, when she would talk about her marriage, she would always talk about the fact that, like the lifestyle. It was like
That's all, why she married him. She never really liked him.
Right.
But then she didn't really have a connection with him. They had nothing in common.
But I'm like, damn, your Taurus side is coming through.
Yeah. It's like exactly.
The materialistic side.
Exactly. She never really liked him.
Yeah.
They never really had a bond.
Right.
That's why I was like, oh my God, we have the wedding. Now what?
Right.
And then he's like, okay, see you later. Going to work. And him too. He's like, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm just here by myself. I was alone. I'm alone. I'm like, yeah, you're alone.
Exactly how she talks.
Because you're a shitty human being. And until you realize that you're the problem too, like, Landon, I'm not saying you're 100% the problem, but you are like 80% of the problem. And until you can like self-actualize, like, nobody's going to want to be with you.
Right.
I mean, you're getting older, too, like, and you're in fucking superficial land of Charleston or California. Like, dude, it's rough out here. Now you can't just use your fucking face and vagina for a relationship. You're actually going to want to find somebody you can bond with, and that means you're going to have to work on your fucking personality and who you are on the inside. So, you know, because you're getting, you know what I mean? You're getting older. This is time for real relationships, bitch. Like, before, I feel like she was like, I'm a cute girl. Like, who's the one date me in California? Like, oh my God. Like, he wants to marry me. Now you're getting older. Now there's fucking Becky behind you. And she's 21. Like, I'm a cute girl, too. And now Now it's like who you are as a person. Like, not saying you're not, Landon, you are, let me tell you something. You are not aging that well, and I'm not trying to be a complete bitch, but she lays out in the sun a lot, and she's getting wrinkles like a motherfucker. In one of the episodes, she's like, I don't want to get Botox because blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to be a sun baby, laid out in the sun all damn day, you need to get Botox. Like, there's a lot of competition out for these women. And if you're going to have a shitty personality, you better look good.
She's not in the room. She's not in the room. It's okay.
You better look
good. Jasmine got real fired up about Landon.
You better look good. You know?
Yeah. I thought you were about to throw my computer. You got so mad.
Because she's so annoying.
No,
like,
I know. She is.
She's always, like, trying to break. Like, I didn't apologize for anything that I said and I meant it. And I'm just like, you are not some 21-year-old beach bunny anymore.
But do you notice that?
Time for you to grow the fuck up and take accountability and be a better person and realize that attacking a mother, even if she did make some bad decisions, isn't going to make you any better of a person. It's going to actually make you look like shit because you're way older than her. Like 10 years older than her.
Do you
her.
Notice that these Taurus women that come on these shows, Sheena, Landon, I can't think of anyone else at the moment, but Luann, are like come off as so materialistic and so shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the camera just kind of like brings it out of them because it's like that's their unevolved self. And they're like, their worst qualities are coming out on these shows. And Taurus women, like, if you're not evolved, you need to check yourself because you're going to come off as real shallow.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to relate to you. Nobody's going to like you. No one's going to relate to you.
Because I don't like you.
Anyway, moving on because Jasmine's getting heated up.
Yeah, she's annoying.
Jasmine's getting fired up.
Done with you, bitch.
I think we pretty much covered everybody on Southern Charm. Was there any... Well, except for Thomas's current girlfriend.
Oh, she's... You know, she's such a Sag. When I think about who else has been a Sag on reality TV, I think back to Shaw's The Sunset... and Jessica, Mike's girlfriend, how she kind of started going in on everybody and was unapologetic about stuff. And it went really bad. And luckily, she left the show, but she started going in. Like, you can't be friends with them.
Yeah.
And very controlling, very this and that. At first, she was coming off a certain way, and then it switched.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, when Ashley started acting like that, you know, acting controlling and acting crazy. And I'm like, it makes for great TV, but nobody's going to like you.
Well, that's the thing, too, and then I've been reading all this stuff that she's been doing online and attacking everybody and whatever. It to me, it's like, people like that should not go on reality shows because now she just looks really sad, really pathetic, and she just looks like she needs to go to rehab for, like, mental health because
she
looks...
Yeah, she has mental health issues. And she just saying, is so fucked nurse. Up. I'm a nurse. I'm like, sweetie, to be a nurse, you do not go to... school to learn, you're not learning in compassion classes or empathy classes. You were literally in science classes and math class and stuff like that. You're not in classes learning how to be a better person. Anybody can be a nurse. You know, there's not a test on whether you're a good person or not. Like, I hate when people say that, oh, you have to be a good person to be a nurse. No, I know a lot of shitty people who are fucking nurses.
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up. I've been in a lot of nursing homes. A lot of the people in there are shitty to the people. It pays really well, so people want to get into the
field. She has zero compassion.
And usually people like to be in control over people that are weaker than them.
Right.
That, you know, there's a power issue with doctors and nurses. So let's not act like they're saints. They think they're godlike.
The thing that's sad to me, too, is that, like, she's with Thomas. Okay, fine. Yeah. She has this weird obsession with Catherine because, again, Thomas is controlling the narrative of Catherine now to his new girlfriend who obviously has mental health issues. you noticed that she announced that the same day that Catherine's episode aired about that?
Yeah.
I was like,
so
you
annoying.
Are scary.
I can't.
But she clearly does have more so than anxiety and depression. She has a lot of really bad mental issues that she needs to take care of herself. She needs to, like, go to rehab for herself. She needs to, like, get herself right because she is not right in the head.
This is my theory right now, which is my thought is she became so thin to make Thomas feel bad for him to stay with her. She is so manipulative.
Yeah, she's that. I am
spot on when I'm with people, and she is so manipulative. She knew Thomas was going to be seeing all this stuff. I feel like she got so skinny and thin and being like, Thomas, people are attacking me and I have your back. I love you. Anything for you. Like, this is all a ploy still to get him to marry her. And he thinks that she's out of control now. If he marries her.
Oh, it's going to get so much worse.
She is going to be Satan. It's going to be worse than the Jersey Shore situation with Ronnie and his baby mama.
Did Ashley not get enough love in her life? That's what I want to know. As a child. She is so fucked up in the head.
I don't know. You know, I read up on her. I know she had a close relationship with her mom and her sister. I know her dad did pass away when she was 13, but she still had, like, a good, like, family life.
So I'm like, where is this? You're just so fucked up in the head.
No, you know what? Sagittarius women are a little bit, they're fire, they love to argue. Sagittarius people love to argue, period. I think about, look at Ronnie from Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. See how he always was arguing with Sam?
Yeah.
I dated multiple Sagittarius men, and they have argued with me to the point of, like, just like how Ron is throwing my shit out, crying.
Yeah.
I don't even understand. They feed off of it. And even remember the old man I was dating. Like, he sends me the fucking 7 essay text.
Which you never told me about, by the way.
Because I was like, no.
I'd like to read that.
I was mortified. I couldn't even, you know how you, I was so mortified. I was like, I can't. Because I dated so many Sagittarius men. There are certain stories I haven't even told you about with certain Sag guys I dated. They are so crazy. They like to find. I know what they're doing. When they do that, they're the light in the flame.
We're also talking about unevolved people, by the way. We're not saying all Sagittarius women are like this. We're just like, you know.
But Sag is like to argue. They're argumentative.
But these are people who are like unevolved people who are... Reality TV are bringing out the worst traits because they're people who don't know how to be normal people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And I do love, don't get me wrong, I do love, I had girlfriends that are Sages that I used to party with a lot. I don't really have that many Sages.
We should almost put a disclaimer out and just be like, we're not talking about all of you. We're just talking about
unevolved people. Well, you know what? If you get pissed off, send us a message on why you're pissed. You know, that's just too bad. But the guys, like, that I dated, it doesn't matter the age. They just love to argue. And when I see Ronnie even this season on Jersey Shore flipping out, doing shirt and shit still, I'm just like, oh, my God. Brings me back to all. Like, I love Sag men. I have so much fun with them. But then the arguing and the craziness and the control and the stalking and the weird behavior. Like, you're just, and then they do all this crazy shit. They'll try to crash your car. They'll throw your shit out the window, light it on fire, and they'll come in like, then when you're like, fuck you, when you finally do it and you go crazy, you're like, no, I'm sorry, I love you. Like, he used to do with Sam.
Yeah, I can see that
like,
with
Sam,
Ashley.
Please. Like, it's like, it's
I can see that with Ashley
it's
now.
So psychotic that you're like, hold that. That's why I don't know how Sam did it for so long. I would have, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Well, Thomas likes that attention on him, though.
He does. Oh, yeah. She's like brushing his hair in this season, and she's
yeah, she's feeding his Leo ego.
She's just like, you're so handsome. You're my favorite man. Oh my God, let me brush your hair. She's brushing his hair with like a brush for a 5-year-old. I don't even know where that came from because they're at a cabin.
They're so creepy.
Oh yeah, she's all like, you're my man. She's like, we're just crazy people together. I love you. We're meant to like. And Naomi was like, dude, she was in the car talking to Thomas with me and Chelsea riding back. She was like, I was freaked the fuck out. Like, it was weird.
I cannot wait to catch up.
Never seen that. And she was like, I don't know, something's wrong there with that girl. She's like, and even Naomi was quiet around her. Naomi was freaked out.
Yeah.
And for Naomi to be that freaked out, like, said a lot because I feel like. Ashley wouldn't have freaked me out. I would have been like Danny. I would have been like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, but Naomi was
What's
like.
Is Danny? Do we know? We didn't look up Danny's sign. I've always liked Danny.
Forgot about her all the time. I just said her name right now.
I know. Hold, please.
I don't know what sign Danny is.
Hold for Googling.
Danny.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. I've always liked her, though, and I've always liked that she's always been like Catherine's ride or die from the get-go.
Yeah, they're really cool, even though they both...
Oh, she's a Taurus.
Oh, is she?
Another Taurus, but she's a good Taurus.
She's a Taurus.
She's a nice Taurus.
Well, no, Landon is an Aries Taurus, though.
But leaning more towards Taurus.
Yeah, but she's still got that Aries in her. They're going to be a little childlike and fucking...
So anyway... Have we covered all we needed? We're about in an hour. Have we covered all we needed to cover for Southern Charm?
Think so.
All I can say is I cannot wait to catch up. I'm loving season 3. I'm about to like watch the episode where they all confront each other at Thomas's weird dinner parties where he likes to spew hatred at everybody.
He's such a lunatic.
Do you ever notice that when he gets mad and like nasty with people, he like it's almost like he bares his teeth like as if he is a lion.
He's an animal.
He's so gross.
He's an animal.
I can't deal with him.
And let me just say this. I am so sick of motherfuckers saying that Catherine trapped Thomas. Catherine was a 21-year-old
woman. Who says that?
It's all over social media. If you stalk them, it's all over. Like, and then the cast says it a lot. And all I have to say
is,
the
cast says it?
I don't know. If you watch it, the, like, people will be like, oh, she trapped, like, you know,
yeah,
they all say that, like, and then it's all, they say it on the social media a lot. It's like, No, Catherine was a young girl. Thomas was a 50-something-year-old man who is never, like, let me tell you, if Thomas could be trapped, if a man can be trapped, which I hate that terminology.
Yeah, it's not really.
I'm a woman who men have tried to trap me. So that's a bullshit that women get all the heat. It takes two people to make a baby.
It's a very sexist term.
Yeah,
Stop saying it.
But I'm like, if it was possible, if you believe in that, trust me, that would have happened to his rich ass in the 20s. He knew what he was doing. That motherfucker just got out of prison. No one wanted to fuck with him. He had this pretty young woman that wanted to fuck with him, but she was too young, and he was just like, I'm going to go for it. He knew what he was doing. He did that shit.
Absolutely.
Thomas been pulling out since day one. He knew what the fuck he was doing. Stop blaming Catherine. Y'all are fucking idiots. That was a child. She was not a child, but she was a young woman. Like,
yeah.
Come the fuck on. It was her first love. What were you doing in your first love? What were you doing? Probably threesomes and everything else. Why are you over here judging Catherine? People are
that's
so
the one
rude.
Thing, yeah, that's the one thing that really bothers me, and I guess we kind of covered it already, but it's like, there's so much sexism coming at Catherine the entire show. Like I said, Thomas always controlled the narrative about her, always manipulating. You know, he always would blame her for being manipulative, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you were manipulating from day one, motherfucker.
People have been saying that about women since the 13th. Oh, back then it wasn't manipulative. She was a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm pretty and I'm smart and I'm charming. I'm a witch. Like, I'm sorry you like... No, that just means you like me. You have feelings.
Yeah.
You're falling for me. I don't see Thomas like that with any other woman on the show. Every other move with a woman has been calculated.
Yeah.
With Catherine, there was no calculation. It was a feeling, which means she's manipulating him. Shut the fuck up and grow up.
Yeah.
It's called feelings. Be a grown up.
Also, listen up, motherfuckers. Witch is not an insult anymore. It's a compliment.
Yeah. Back then, it was only scary because they'd burn you, you know? We were, you know.
Our ancestors were burned at the stake.
They were all burned, poor ladies. Damn.
Which also, I'm pretty sure that you and I were around during the Salem witch trials.
Oh, yeah. I came back during that time.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you watch
I think that's when we met.
That on there.
Do you think that's when we met?
Yeah. In
that past life?
In Salem.
Yeah,
in
I'm pretty
Salem.
Sure we were in the
in
same
country. In Salem,
coven.
Or maybe like in Scotland somewhere. They were burning witches all over, so maybe it was in Europe.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in Europe.
I can see that too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do an episode on past lives. Just so you know, Jasmine and I met, we were in the same coven. Back in the 1300s, maybe. That's how long we've known each other, just so you know. That's what I believe. Hey, I used to have dreams about, I know I should just save this for another episode, but I used to have dreams about the same recurring dream as a child. I haven't had it in years. The same recurring dream where I was on a cobblestone walkway. It basically looked like Salem back in the old days. A cobblestone walkway. There was people with pitchforks and torches coming after me. And my point of view was always I was running away from this angry mob. And it never made sense to me. I would have it all the time as a child until I got older. And I was told that I was a witch in a past life by a psychic. And then the dream completely confirmed that for me. And I went, oh, shit. And my psychic said, and she was like, listen, like, if you have recurring dreams, especially as a child, like, a lot of that is your past life. And it's, like, visions of a past life coming to you in this life to remind you of who you are. Which is crazy, right? But it's so awesome. So if you think back to some of your recurring dreams, maybe as a child or now or whatever, a lot of it can refer to some past lives. And if you do dream journaling or whatever.
You should have did dream journaling when I was a kid then.
I mean, if you can think back to recurring dreams and think about it.
I mean,
I always knew that one was a confirmation for me.
Yours
that
was
life.
A witch one.
Yeah.
Mine was like, one of my recurring dreams was me like being at the end of the stairs, like not being able to move or talk and like a figure of a man coming down to me. Yeah, I used to have that dream all the time. And I used to be like trying to scream for somebody in the next room. But just kind of, if that... It has something to do with my past. It probably has something to do with being a woman in the... It doesn't matter if I was black, white, whatever. Just being a woman in the 14th, 15th, 1600s.
Yeah.
And a man having power over you, throwing you around. Because they were allowed to do that. So, in my house was... FYI, you guys, I grew up in Massachusetts. And I grew up in a very haunted house. People died on the I lived in a nice house, but it was definitely haunted. There was bats that swore my house every night before the sun came down. Like, I was possessed in that house more than a few times. It was definitely not a fun place to live.
Let's get into that in another episode.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have Jasmine think about her recurring dreams and try to analyze them, and then we're going to get into past lives and dreams on another episode for sure. And we might even just do that on the next one. Yeah. So anyway, that was our episode on Southern Charm. As always, email us at boozewitches@gmail.com. Instagram us, whatever. Tell us what you think. Hashtag Team Catherine forever.
Team Catherine, Team Chelsea. You know what, Cameron, you're starting to grow on me again. I did love you in Real World. Fucking, you're coming into your own. We love Patricia. She's just fucking fierce.
We love all the women on the show, pretty much.
Yeah, we love Patricia. Except for Naomi, villains. We except love you too, sorry.
Yeah, except for the villain women.
Yeah.
And they're not even, like, villains, so whatever. You know, they're just, like, pathetic.
Yeah, Thomas, I don't care for you either, even though, you know, I'm going to respect you because you're Thomas.
Hashtag Team Shep forever.
Yeah, we love Shep. We love Shep. Craig, you're adorable, but get it together. Or you're going to be living with some game. You're going to be like Andy's bitch. That's going to be your only reality eventually. Like, Andy will take him in if he doesn't get it together.
Oh, yeah.
Andy loves Craig. But, yeah, he's going to be some gay man's bitch.
Anyway, thanks for listening as always, and we will see you next time, witches.
Bye.
Bye.